This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Chaos and confusion should be the catchphrase of Democrats. Warped individuals and a danger to everyone they meet. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the radio portion of what we do. I have media stuff we do. We create amazing videos. We do movies. Go to BleedingBlueMovie.com to see what we do there. I have three best-selling books, The Big Black Lie and How I Learned the Truth About the Democratic Party, Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies, and finally, race pimping, the multi-trillion dollar business of liberalism. So check those out. I hope you go get one or two or all of them. Get the set. I don't get no respect. Get no respect at all. Get them all. So, yeah, glad you guys are here. Glad for my super supporters. You know who you are. Love you guys. My phone is available to you. We spend time on the phone together. I tell you when I'm in your neck of the woods, I'll be happy to come in and do stuff with you. If you want me there, try to, you know, get somebody to get a sponsor and get me there. Just make it worth my time. I'll come there. I want to hang out with you. Let's have some drink. Let's break some bread. Yeah. Anyway, look, I'm glad you guys are here. We're talking about leftism. And here's the thing. I'm not vindictive against leftists. I tell you this, if they say to me, Kevin, you know, I hear all the time, you're a racist, you're a bigot. Well, I'm a bigot against idiots. I hate idiots. I hate myself when I'm an idiot. You know, if I chime in on something I don't know anything about, I'm like, oh, shut up, Kevin. You don't know anything about that subject. Don't be an idiot. And I usually don't. See, I've learned it. I outgrew chiming in on things I don't know anything about. When I chime in, I ask questions. Well, hey, can you explain this to me? Because I'm curious about it. But I don't go, well, you know, I read one place and this is that and the other, and I'm an expert. I'm not all Goodwill Hunting, you know, where I'm like, well, the agrarian society of the medieval, you know, blah, 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 and then good old Will comes over the top and says, ah, yeah, you read that in Vicus. Yeah, and you did this, that, and the other. And did you have any original ideas of your own? I have original ideas of my own. Even if you've heard me say something, unless I'm reading and I tell you, I'm reading this from such and such, the ideas I share are my own. And here's the thing about me. I trust you. You people are brilliant. You've proven it. The letters you write to me, the comments on my articles, on the things that we do, you're brilliant. And I'm just trying to shine a light on your brilliance. Michael D.C. Bowen. Oh, I talked about him earlier. Michael wrote an article, I swear, you've got to read this article. Have your dictionary, because the dude is just Thomas Sowell level intellect. You got to check him out. Anyway, I'm talking about these warped leftists, and here's the thing. I love analyzing them. They're like zoo animals, or yeah, I'm like a scientist would study a virus in a petri dish. I just enjoy looking at them and wondering, how do you get that crazy? How do you get that stupid? You could not intentionally make me that stupid. Because I would see it. I would be like, you're trying to make me stupid. You better stop it. See, I saw that early on. I talk about it in my first book. I said, I recognize it. People were trying to get me to feel bad about what life. This is the only life I get. How are you going to make me feel better? Kevin, now this, look here. This is the only life you get. You're going to probably live to be like 50 because you're black. All right? So I want you to be dejected and demoralized. And I want you always thinking about slavery and the lack of civil rights and that you can't get by unless somebody helps you or whatever else. That's the way I want you to live your 50 years in life. Sorry. I'm going to sign up for the white people's part of life. I want to live to be about 90, still be golfing. And I don't know, you know, die drinking my cocktail while I'm, you know, just unexpectedly and almost like I went to sleep and somebody said, is he asleep? Is that kind of sleep over there? Oh, man, he's making the turn. And they go, hey, Kev, you got to get to the 10th hole. And I've checked out. I've gone to play golf with God. That's the way I view it. Anyway, let me get to the meat of the program here, because people are going, who is this guy? What's he do? Is he just talking about his own life? What's he? Does he do anything else? Yeah, so I want to dig into this analysis. Because we got the headline from the other day, and it said, Rubio, Biden Afghanistan crisis will be among the worst catastrophes in foreign policy history. Not that we need Marco Rubio to tell us that. Little Marco? Isn't that what Trump called him? Little Marco, Senator Rubio. Here was another one right below that. This was Google's front and center on the 25th. It says, evacuation flights out of Kabul are picking up. Here's what it's like at the airport. Like, they act like there's a Starbucks there and they're serving lattes. That was CNN. Here's the other one. Biden won't extend Afghanistan deadline as Taliban reiterates demand for U.S. forces to leave. Yeah, he extended it. Last time I checked, he extended it. I talked about it yesterday. What else? Let's say opinion. This is what the Afghan evacuation looks like on the inside. That was the New York Times, an opinion piece. And the one that caught my attention was Afghan evacuation. Biden must avoid a hostage crisis. Too late. Too late. Already happened. Then there's one other final one that's involving the Afghanistan, which, for the record, is still front and center in the news. For a minute, the hurricane knocked it off the block. You guys remember me telling you this? Hurricane Henry? Well, Hurricane Henry turned out to be a thug, a bust. It fizzled. So they said, uh-oh, and then Afghanistan is back front and center. And it will be front and center for quite some time. But here's the other final story. Two Congress members fly to Kabul amid chaotic evacuation. Yeah, because the two Congress people that flew there are going to certainly be able to add something, right? They see it with their own eyes. Here's what I would have done. I would have said, hey, you got an Apple phone? Will you just go ahead and I don't know what they call it. I don't have Apple. But can you Apple picture me what's going on there? Or if I was on an Android, which I am, I'd say, can you live stream or whatever me what's going on there, what you see on the ground? I don't need a congressman to tell me what's happening. I know what's happening. I don't need Joe Biden's State Department or the Pentagon spokesperson to tell me what's going on. You know why? I know what's going on. An embarrassment. And one that is going to have ramifications beyond belief. One that is going to cost us trillions of dollars, because we're going to continue this war on terror now that the Taliban is back in control. That's what it's going to do. Anyway, those are the headlines that I saw. I want to delve into one of them when we get back. And it has to do with the hostages that I believe are already taken. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free price. pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
First of all, I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not. We are committed to bringing Americans who want to come home, home. We are in touch with them via phone, via text, via email, via any way that we can possibly reach Americans to get them home if they want to return home.
There are no, and I understand the White House wanting to reassure the nation that all Americans will ultimately be evacuated, but there are no doubt Americans who feel stranded in Afghanistan right now.
Yeah, some of this appears to be, as you point out, a message of reassurance, and some appears to be parsing words of what exactly is stranded. Jen Psaki appearing to say that if you want to get out, the U.S. will go to great lengths to get you out. But the Pentagon has acknowledged in a limited number of cases, according to what we've heard, that there have been Americans who are having trouble getting through Taliban checkpoints, who are having difficulties and problems getting to Kabul International Airport. And that appears to be what she's not acknowledging here, that there are Americans having issues. Limited numbers, the Pentagon says, but it is certainly happening from what we've heard here. From what we heard from the Defense Secretary and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs briefing members of Congress,
President Biden conceding the evacuation from Kabul has been hard and painful.
We have a long way to go, and a lot could still go wrong.
acknowledging military discussions on whether to stay beyond the August 31st deadline.
Our hope is we will not have to extend.
And expanding the safe zone around the airport.
The security environment is changing rapidly.
As the situation outside the airfield continues to deteriorate, a State Department memo obtained by NBC News revealing that 150 unauthorized individuals rushed through the gates whenever they're opened. Senior officials concerned over a possible attack on crowds from ISIS.
The threat is real, it is acute, it is persistent, and it is something that we are focused on with every tool in our arsenal.
There are still at least several thousand Americans stranded in Afghanistan. The White House not ruling out sending additional forces to help, with the president seeking daily input from his military commanders on the possibility of more troops.
So far, the answer has been no, but he will ask again today.
In a 30-hour period this weekend, the U.S. military helped airlift 11,000 people from Kabul. The Biden administration negotiating agreements with two dozen countries on four continents to serve as transit points. Military planes touching down regularly at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. The Pentagon activating emergency use of 18 commercial aircraft to fly evacuees from third-party countries to America, saying it won't impact U.S. flights. Once refugees arrive, many will be temporarily housed at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia, before being transported to Army bases across the country.
And Monica's with us now. Monica, local staff at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul say they're losing faith in the U.S. government. What can you tell us?
Those employees say they're, quote, deeply disheartened by what they've seen on the ground, writing in a cable to the State Department about their harrowing experiences trying to get to the Kabul airport, one saying it would be better to die under the Taliban's bullet than face those crowds again. There are still at least several thousand Americans stranded in Afghanistan. The White House not ruling out sending additional forces to help, with the president seeking daily input from his military commanders on the possibility of more troops.
First of all, I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was a montage of mostly lies, you know, well, people telling the media telling the truth, finally. And Psaki, it's irresponsible of you to tell the truth. How dare you? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So name has been withheld from these people, but these are the harrowing stories that are happening in Afghanistan. This particular person spent 10 years as a vehicle contractor for the U.S. military. Special immigrant visa applications were repeatedly rejected because of errors in the recommendation letters from his U.S. supervisors. They probably were educated in America's education system and couldn't use the right English. Who knows? But here's what the guy wrote. The situation here is critical. We haven't slept for 4 or 5 days, maybe 1 hour per night. Everything is against our expectations. I mean, it was supposed that the government in Kabul would not collapse, but it did. And everything just diminished overnight. And the Taliban just rushed to the city, to the streets. I don't know what the Western countries, what the U.S. did to us. I really don't know. If they were in such a rush, why didn't they proceed to document their allies earlier? We are betrayed. We are trapped. We are waiting behind a closed door for someone to come and haul us outside and execute us in front of our family. This is so terrible. People are horrified. Everyone has a lot of concern and anxieties. We don't know what's going on and what's happening next, but the only thing we know is that we will not survive. We don't know what's going on and what's happening next. He then goes on, he says, my family was in Kandahar. They managed to move 2 days before the Taliban took over the city on Friday. The next day, when they captured Kandahar, the Taliban rushed to my home and they broke the door by bullets and they acquired my property. They were asking my neighbors, where is, and they withheld the name. And they found documents regarding my company with which I was working with the American Army. They took my cousin. We have no news of him being alive or dead. And now I'm in grave danger. And they know more and more about me and my relationship with the U.S. government. So I don't know what's going on and what shall happen.
My wife and kid left for India, as they had visas. I'm hiding with my two other children. We are scared, frightened, and threatened behind the door. And it's terrible. I cannot make the words to explain the real situation. My cousin is still disappeared, and we don't have any news. Every other country helped their allies, Canada, the UK. But the only country, the superpower, that failed to help their allies survive is the United States of America. I begged. I shouted. I asked. I told everyone the U.S. government has all our data. They have biometrics. They really want to get their allies out. They should just make a process and take everyone. But they did not. They didn't even talk to our neighboring countries to provide us visas, like Tajikistan and Uzbekistan and other countries. Now we are disconnected with the world. We are trapped here. And the Taliban is chasing everyone. They are occupying properties. They are taking vehicles from people's houses. They're searching for people, and they're taking people outside and executing them. I've said it a couple times on the program. I can't imagine being in this guy's situation. My mind has trouble fathoming it, other than I was telling you about that movie. I think it was called No Escape, with Owen Wilson, and he's a contractor working in, I believe, Indonesia, and a violent coup occurs, and they're hunting down these people. This guy is being hunted. And look, it's one thing for him to be hunted, but it's another to be hunted with your kids. See, if you're being hunted, you can go without food. You can defecate on yourself. It doesn't matter, man. You can take all kinds of bad things, but not with your kids.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Multiple reports say at least 13 people are dead after two explosions went off near the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. Of the 13 killed, at least 10 were U.S. service members. A hospital in Kabul also saying at least 60 people are injured. The Taliban says the deceased, including children, were killed at the capital city's airport. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying one of the explosions was outside the airport and another was at or near a local hotel that was reportedly being used to ferry Americans to the airport. Seven Capitol Hill police officers are suing President Trump and others over the January 6th Capitol attack. The lawsuit accuses a former president and others of being directly responsible for the attack. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. Former NFL star Herschel Walker announced his campaign for the U.S. Senate in Georgia. Walker joining Fox and Friends saying he would fight for people all over the state of Georgia, even after living in Texas for decades and only recently moving back to the Peach State.
I will fight in Washington for you. I'll fight in Washington for every Georgian in the state of Georgia because I'm a Georgia boy, and I've been a Georgia boy my whole life, and I think people know that.
Walker looking to unseat Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock, which Republicans see as paramount in their effort to take back the majority in the Senate. A hearing to decide if convicted killer Scott Peterson will get a new trial doesn't seem to be happening anytime soon. Peterson was sentenced to death in the 2002 murder of his pregnant wife, Lacey, which has since been overturned. On Wednesday, a judge decided to conduct depositions of the juror at the center of the dispute before the hearing to ultimately decide if Peterson will get a new trial. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Sean Penn's got a new film out, a new movie. I don't know the name of it. It's something about getting his daughter out, or something to do with his daughter. He hadn't done anything in a while. I guess with Castro dead, one and the other one almost dead, he doesn't have anything to do. There's nothing to talk about with respect to America. Nothing to make us feel bad about who we are. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Penn reported that the entire cast of his movie has been vaccinated. Yeah, so woohoo! Boy, one for the movies, because I don't know about you. I always want to know if everybody's vaccinated before I go see a film. But here's what I really liked. I like this thing that Penn says. He says he prefers that unvaccinated people don't go see his film. Yeah, no, he's virtue signaling. Look, I don't want to stir up any mess here, but I just prefer, if you're not vaccinated, don't go see my film. Said no director, producer, actor ever. So what do you think Sean Penn's up to? You want me to tell you? Sean Penn really does want you to see his film. He's hoping that it will draw attention to his film and it'll make him some money. I hope this film is the biggest flop since, what was that one with Dustin Hoffman and what's his face? They were in the desert. It was like the worst film, considered the worst ever. Okay, one I can remember, Zhigli. You remember Zhigli or whatever with old Ben Affleck? Another one of the worst films ever. I hope his film makes nothing. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So we got lots to talk about. Henry has landed, and it took Biden's big gaffes in Afghanistan off the map for a little while. And I know it's crazy, man, this whole global climate change thing, to where during hurricane season, that's a hurricane, during hurricane season. Now, Kevin, listen here. This is Charles Barkley. Now, during hurricane season, we have hurricanes. I know it's crazy. It's uncanny with all this global climate change that's floating around. But anyway, it took Biden's stuff off the top. I look at Google News every single day, the headlines, to see what they're talking about. And it's been Afghanistan, Afghanistan, Afghanistan. Joe Biden screwing the pooch in Afghanistan. And now there's a hurricane.
And it ended up being a tropical depression because it didn't even amount to being a hurricane. Well, we got all the hurricane news, and of course, we're going to get, this is the worst hurricane season since we started recording hurricanes, even if it isn't. Or we're going to get, this is the biggest hurricane that's ever hit, and even though it was less hurricanes during hurricane season, the biggest is here, and that means global climate change. Everything in the world is global climate change. Yeah. That's how Democrats work. But it popped it off the top thing for a while because it was all Afghanistan. But it's only a tropical depression. But I learned 10 people drowned in Tennessee because of massive flooding. It happens. Is it massive global climate change or did they just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time? Because it's now a tropical storm. This isn't Katrina. But it knocked Biden off the top. And I already talked to you guys about the signs. The signs are, oh, it's no longer top news. Now a tropical depression is top news. Since when? People are trying to get out of freaking Afghanistan with the most harrowing stories. Can you imagine the stories, what you would be hearing right now if Trump were president? Oh, my God, I can't get out. It would be secret video. We're calling. Please get us out. Donald Trump, he's horrible, 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 horrible. They'd be telling him. These stories would be all over the place. But now we got to hear about tropical depression. I was watching a TV show the other day, no lie. They have more in the break for that TV show. You'll think I'm lying, but I swear I'm not. Luckily, it's a short commercial. They have a 15-second commercial that ran 6 times during the break. You know what it was about? Your students wearing masks and getting vaccinated. Hey, children, before you go back to school, make sure you get vaccinated. Everybody needs to get vaccinated. Even though you have no chance of dying from the Wu flu, you should get vaccinated. Oh, well, maybe a couple of people will die, but and that's all we want to do if we could just save one life. Unless it involves, I don't know, Afghanistan. Then it's, hey, you know what? So that was 4 or 5 days ago that people were jumping off of planes and chasing the planes down the runway and killing themselves. And a woman that says she'd rather commit suicide than get turned over to the Taliban. And I could go on. But now, man, if we could just save one life. If we could just warn one more person, oh, Henri, Henry, is attacking the coast and he's been downgraded to a tropical depression. But you never know, man. You never know. Global climate change could hit old Henry any minute and make him into the biggest, baddest Katrina on the planet. He could go stone cold black sister and come become Katrina. What? Y'all thought I was Henry? I'm a LGBT hurricane up in this mother. Woohoo! Bad to the bone. I got this note was forwarded from Melissa, says, I won't say the school district, but where my kid goes to school. It says, we are writing to inform you that the Maricopa County Department of Public Health has notified local school districts that they have the delegated authority to determine which contacts must be quarantined. Outlined, blah, blah, blah. They give you all the details. They say they continue to follow CDC and Arizona Department of Public Health Service guidelines, which defines close contact of a COVID-19 case is being any person, get this, within 6 feet for a cumulative total of 15 minutes or more during a 24-hour period, regardless of whether masks are worn. So effective Wednesday, August 26th, students who have close contact with an individual who has a confirmed case of COVID-19 and who are not fully vaccinated or who have not tested positive for COVID in the last 90 days are to quarantine, stay home for up to 10 days per county mandate. Now, here's the bad news. My kid got COVID and we never registered him. Anyway, they go on to say this. This is interesting to me. So, with or without mask, you still got to quarantine. So what they're admitting there is the masks don't work. With or without mask, you got to quarantine. But it says students may shorten the duration of a quarantine in 3 ways. Quarantine may end after 7 days if no symptoms have occurred and a documented negative result has been provided to the school. Go get more tests. Go spend some money. If choosing to return after 7 days, the test sample must have been collected at least 5 days after exposure. So you got 2 days of a window to get them in there. Number 2, If your child has been fully vaccinated and you voluntarily submit proof to the school, voluntarily, if 14 days had passed since your second dose in a two-dose series or 2 weeks after a single-dose vaccine, you do not have to quarantine. And here's the third one. If your child previously tested positive for COVID-19 by PCR or antigen test, recovered, then completed his or her isolation period in the last 90 days. So as I said, my kid had it. He lost his sense of smell. He didn't even know he had it. Here's what I would say to you people that had the disease. Go get tested for the antibodies and say, yep, I've had it. In fact, if I had a company, I would start it and I would say, we will test you for the antibodies and give you a note that says you had it and you probably had it this many days ago. They couldn't even refute it. They just said, well, you got tested by the service of Kevin Jackson and he says you had it and you blah, blah, blah. Maybe we'll come up with something like that. Right now, we just give you your white guilt forgiveness card if you want to go get that. And I think you should. Because then you can become part of the population again, and maybe you can throw that card out there and see if they'll let you get away with it. Because you don't owe anybody anything. Oh, man, so much to talk about, so much to unpack just in that little thing there. The school district has complete and full authority. They can set their own things. Okay, great. So the masks don't help you. The shot doesn't help you because you still may have to quarantine because the shot could actually get people sick. You got to show proof that you got the shot. And it's got to be 14 days since your dose and a host of other things. Oh, and if you previously had it and you've recovered and you've isolated in the last 90 days, well, you're good to go. This is a ruse, folks. And I just saw another report. We now recommend all kids under the age of 17 get the shot. I think they said 12 to 17 were recommending it. I already gave you numbers earlier that proved to you there's no way 61% of America has gotten this shot. And they're making it sound like not up to 92% of the country's vaccinated because they're fudging the numbers. And now they got to get the kids. And you should be asking yourself, why are you going after the kids? How many of them are dying? Where's the number?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So, for Gaslit, the production, you made a lot of headlines because, and help me understand this, I guess some folks needed to be vaccinated, but not the entire production, and you said what? Explain that to us.
So they have what's called Zone 1, and Zone 1 is anybody that works close to actors, so actors are protected. But if a stagehand is working alongside a stagehand who is not protected, then they can get sick. I didn't want to feel complicit in something that was just taking care of one group and not the other. And I do believe that everyone should get vaccinated. I believe it should be mandatory, like turning your headlights on in a car at night. But obviously that's not going to happen tomorrow. And yet, at least it can happen in some areas. And businesses, a lot of businesses are starting to take the lead on that. So I'll go back to Gaslit. I'll go back when I can be sure that the 100% of the crew has gotten vaccinated.
Has that resolved?
I believe they've resolved something, and my understanding is that a lot of this comes from weak leadership in some of the unions that are too concerned about fringe constituencies within and not concerned enough about common sense.
So we're here at CNN at the, you know, what I consider to be the headquarters in New York City. There's a mandatory vaccination policy here. I'm affiliated with a law firm in Philadelphia. There is a mandatory vaccine. So I'm completely on board and comfortable with you on this issue. I imagine that you, like me, have some folks in your orbit who are still vax resistant. What is it you say to them?
Well, actually, the people who are, continue to be vax resistant now, I think there's only two categories. There are those that once the FDA gives full approval, will go forward with it, and that there are those who have become entrenched in a kind of radical libertarianism and identity of politics that has sort of perversely turned this issue into something that forgets that in the United States of America, in our entire history, it's all based on being independent. Because we understand interdependency, the entire history of successful things in this country. And if we're going to continue with successful things, if we're going to take some of the great lessons that have been learned in the last year, some of the extraordinary movements, you look at George Floyd, all of what's happening societally, if we're going to take the good parts of that and move it forward, we're going to do it interdependently. And I think vaccination is the beginning of that, given that it's such a threat now to business, to lifestyle, to life here and around the world.
I mean, I'm a great respecter of individual liberties. I respect the Gadsden flag. But this is not a seatbelt. You know, if you choose not to wear a seatbelt, I wish you'd wear a seatbelt. You're going to add to my insurance premiums if you get effed up in an accident.
Right.
But this is different. This is you running the risk of contaminating everybody else in society.
It's, you know, I have some areas of strong belief in the Second Amendment. But I think that you need to recognize how, you know, with something like this, you can't go around pointing a gun in somebody's face, which is what it is when people are unvaccinated.
Sean Penn, doing it for the little guy.
Yeah, I asked the question earlier when we were talking about this clown. Who cares who he is? This guy's not a virologist. He's not an epidemiologist. He's not a doctor. He's, who's a dude from Fast Times at Ridgemont? Oh, the guy who's like really stupid. It's the same dude. He wasn't acting. That was Sean Penn. But he's doing it.
Yeah, I wanted the crew protected. I mean, everybody needs to be protected. I mean, man, it's like you're walking around with a loaded gun.
Well, what is it with all the other diseases you carry, Sean? Which, by the way, who knows? What is it? Are you a smoking gun? Man, you know what? Life is a smoking gun. It doesn't matter. Life expectancy could go to 100 years. And do you know people like Sean Penn will go around talking smack about you? There was a tweet I got the other day from one of my buddies, Robert Oliver. And he says, Kevin, I found the Nazi pokers. And a guy says they should take people who are unvaxxed and they should kill us. He tweeted that. It's still up. Now, I get kicked off of Twitter because I asked the question, hey, why don't you decide that the New York Times is fake news, given that they got the story wrong about Officer Sicknick and he wasn't killed by Trump supporters or hit with a fire extinguisher or maced? Fake news.
Well, how dare you tell the truth here, Mr. Kevin Jackson? Who do you think you are? How dare you call a skank a skank?
So, yeah, I'm kicked off, but a guy who wants us dead because we decide, you know what, I've seen the data. It's like I tell everybody, get your freaking shot. I don't care. But don't make me get it. You want to be gay? I don't care. But I'm not going to become gay.
What about the time when gays were so promiscuous and they were spreading HIV back in the 80s when it was killing people? Would you then be mad at the gay folks? Would you say to them, hey, listen, you got loaded weapons out there? Or would you say to people, you know what, you might want to have protected sex, or you might not, you might want to abstain, or you might even consider your lifestyle. But do you want it killed? So, do you know, what's the flavor of the day? What's going to be the next thing? Look, I'm telling you guys, we got a project right now we're running, asking people to support this project. We are tying this directly to the treatment of blacks in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, when it was colored section and, you know, white only this or that. You pay attention, man. This is the way you get back at these guys. But just following up on Penn, so he's got this new movie out, and I think this is mostly a publicity stunt. But being honest, I'm telling you, these people, they think like this. You got a loaded gun. Well, let me ask you, what have they gotten right? As you analyze anything Sean Penn, by the way, I was thinking about this the other day. All the people that ripped Trump, De Niro, I mean, he was very vocal. And there were others, you know who they are. Some of these, Alyssa Milano, I just saw something on her the other day, and it had to do with the unvaccinated. She wanted us to be forcefully vaccinated or something like that, she tweeted. But for the most part, where are they? Where are their careers? Look, let me just do a quick commercial for the flickfest.com. I want you to project with me 2 years to 5 years into the future. And I want you seeing new faces, new actors in Hollywood. I want you seeing Hollywood shutting up. No more Alyssa Milano's tweeting. In fact, I want their agents to say, hey, look, shut up. You're killing your career. You're killing Hollywood. You're killing my industry. I can't represent you if there's nowhere for you to go. I want these award shows, testaments to their own egos. I want them dead. I want the number of people that watch these things to be so low that they finally say, you know what, it's not even worth doing. That's what I'd like to see. And I bet you many of you would like to see it. You'd like to see De Niro get something shoved in his face for every time he talks smack about Donald Trump. By the way, De Niro, what are you going to say about Joe Biden and him leaving, number one, desecrating the graves of the people who fought to free Afghanistan for 2 decades, and then handing it back to a bunch of third world, anti-Semitic, hatred of women, whatever you look at, anything you want to look at with the Taliban, it is no way is anything that Western culture, the so-called woke generation, believes in. I want them all to have to go and face that and tell me what you think about Joey Demento now. Any one of them that supported him. I forgive Susan Sarandon. She at least wanted to vote for stupid Bernie Sanders. Not that that's any better, but at least she admits she didn't vote for that clown. But where are the people? I want to hear the cacophony of people that hated Trump. Where are you now? Where are you on Biden? Where are you on vaccinations? Getting your fake vaccinations, getting your doctors to say you got vaccinated so you could appear woke. Here's my card. I got vaccinated with nothing. Took a sugar pill or a saline shot, but I guarantee you these leftists that are out here pretending to be woke, they didn't get vaccinated. I said earlier, these people have no credibility, none. They are massive F-ups at the highest level. I talked about that. Highest level. They want to pretend that they're what they say has more meat. Why? Because they make money and they get in front of a camera and you know who they are more than anybody else? Sorry, in my book, that doesn't make you that big of a deal. I've been in front of the camera a lot. I'm no big deal, I promise you. I gotta leave it there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.